And we're back. New format though, doing this weekly and doing our other weekly podcast. Too much work, because we work full-time jobs, because you guys don't share this enough to where we have millions of subscriptions, so we can't quit our jobs and do YouTube.
It's a bit tough. We still want to give this to you.
Yeah, so new format. We're going to do a prediction show for the pay-per-views, and then we're going to do a reaction show to the pay-per-views, either that night after the pay-per-view, or the next day. I think that night might be pretty good if we just set up the camera.
Yeah.
Do a quick reaction after the pay-per-view is over. That way you get our raw emotion. But
it is going to be raw sometimes.
So this is the Battlegrounds. WWE SmackDown Live presents Battlegrounds Prediction Show. So first up, Sayson, we got Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. Who you got?
Versus Aiden English? I'm going with Dillinger, man.
I got Ty Dillinger too, because I don't see Aiden English winning a match ever again.
The Drama King?
Nah,
yeah,
not
no.
Gonna get it.
I feel like that's going to get bumped to the kickoff.
Probably is going to be the kickoff.
Yeah.
So the ultimate underdog, Sami Zayn versus some dude from TNA.
As much as I would like Sami to take that, it's going to be Mike Kanellis. That guy that took his wife's last name.
Yeah, that guy's going to win. I hope I'm wrong. But Sammy, we're rooting for you. You are, I think, the only win you're going to get anytime soon is if you face Aiden English. Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep.
So then we got the women's five-way, because for some reason on SmackDown, women can't defend their titles. Because Naomi's had the belt since Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Has she defended it once?
Yes, she defended it twice against Lana.
Has she defended it once?
Yes, she's defended it. Well, not counting Lana, no.
That's why I say she hasn't defended it, so this is ridiculous.
Sorry, the wording kind of got to me there.
And a champion's not even on the show. But so the women's five-way, we've got Charlotte, Becky, Natty, Nia, and Lana.
Oh, I have Becky, but I just want to let you know I have a question once we get to the bonus round.
All right. I'm going to take Charlotte. I think Charlotte's going to win this and finally go on to face Naomi for the title, because Naomi needs to put that belt on the line.
Yes.
Next up, we have your favorite, Baron Corbin versus Shinsuke Nakamura. I got Shinsuke for this one.
I also have Shinsuke for this one.
We pretty much agree on everything except for the title match and the women's match.
Yeah.
Next up, U.S. title match, AJ versus Kevin Owens. AJ had won the number one contendership for this night, but then he won it at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. I think it's only because they were at the Garden they decided, let's put that on the line.
Because usually when they have like big things like that change hands at house shows, it's at the Garden.
You mean like the WCW TV title? No, that was just some random-ass house show where the belt was there.
Oh, my God, yeah. So back even before the NWO invasion, my buddies and I went to a house show for WCW up at Baltimore Arena. And it was Lex Luger versus Mark Merrow, who was, what was his name?
Johnny B. Bad.
Johnny B. Bad.
Oh, yeah.
In WCW. Which is probably why he dropped it, because, like, he was on WWE TV the next week.
He was like, I'm out.
So it was, like, Merrow versus Lex Luger for the TV title. Didn't even bother bringing the TV title to the arena. So they had a match for the belt without the belt being there, and Lex Luger beat him for the title at the Baltimore Arena, with no title actually there to be on the line. It was great. But anyways, back to the U.S. title match. I got AJ Styles going over.
Yep, AJ.
Okay, and then we have the New Day.
New Day?
Versus Day One-ish Usos.
Their Day One is not H, and I will go.
And why aren't the Fashion Police?
Where are the Fashion Police?
What the hell? I got the New Day.
Yeah, New Day as well.
All right, the All-American Hero, Rusev. Versus John Cena.
It threw me off because I was like, I was about to start doing the Hogan listen.
Handsome Rusev versus John Cena.
Handsome Rusev.
You know, it's Rusev's return, but I don't think he's going to beat John Cena.
I don't see that happening. It's like, because part of it is I don't know how long he's around.
Like if Lana was in his corner, I'd say Rusev.
Oh, yeah,
but
definitely.
Straight up one-on-one, no shenanigans, John Cena.
Yeah, I'm going to go with John Cena.
Brings us to the main event, which if we weren't doing a reaction video right after, I'd probably go to sleep because I don't care.
Yeah.
The Punjabi prison match, Randy Orton, the Viper, versus Jinder, don't tell anyone I'm really from Canada, Mahal. Who you got, Nelson?
I got Jinder.
I got Randy, because I think third, fourth time's the charm. I don't know how many times he's fought Jinder.
It would be his third time.
Third time's the charm for Randy.
I mean,
Punjabi. And usually when someone has their own match, like that's, well, it's not his match, but it's for his culture.
Yeah.
They lose that match. Undertaker never wins Buried Alive. Almost never won at Hell in a Cell.
And he won Inferno matches because Kane is the only one they can catch on fire.
But the Inferno match is Kane's match, so usually when it's your match.
I always consider that Undertaker's match for some reason. Kane's you're match. Right. You make a
valid point. I got Randy for that one. So those are our picks. Sorry that this is not an energetic one. I had a little baby boy get sick last night. Kept me up till like 4 a.m. I am exhausted.
Understandable.
But we do have a bonus question. Will there be a cash-in? Nelson, you say no. I think yes, because the Punjabi prison match is going to take a lot out of him. And if Baron Corbin isn't too hurt from Shinsuke, I think he might cash that in, get the 1-2-3, and your favorite, Nelson, your favorite will be the champion!
Whoa! All right, a little warning next time on that throw.
No, because if there's a warning, it's not going to be as fun.
You motherfucker. You son of... I had a question, but then I realized, wait, that point's moot because the champion, like you said, is not even on the show for the women's title.
Right.
So, I was about to ask, what about the women's cash-in? There can't be one
if
she's not on the show.
Well, I guess there can be one, but why would you cash in on a fresh person? You'd want them beaten down. Stuff like that. I don't know. That's weird. That's weird that the women's champion, like, shouldn't they have thrown, like, Carmella in this and, I don't know, Nia Jax faces for the title? I don't know. Something that would make sense, but this is SmackDown where...
I just realized you have the wrong big woman in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. They're very similar.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
I've never seen them in the same room
person.
At the same time. Yeah,
that's
you're
what
right.
I'm saying. SmackDown has been terrible lately with the exception of the Fast and Police. Their pay-per-views have been god-awful. I don't know what Vince... I guess Vince doesn't like SmackDown being the better show than Raw. So I think he does whatever he can to sabotage it.
That's what it seems like. Sense. I mean, that's what it seems like now. Because before the shakeup, it was the better show.
It was.
Except it sucked on pay-per-views.
Yeah. Just didn't deliver on pay-per-views. But week in,
week
out, I
enjoyed it. Now it's not delivering at all.
No,
really.
It's not. So those are our picks. If you disagree, put it down in the comments. Like, share, subscribe. If you don't like us, share it with an enemy. If you like us, share it with two friends.
Yes.
Yes, so that's how that works. So, for Nelson Sason, I'm Josh McCain. Check us out on the Twitters, Facebook, at Clash of the Nerds, our website, clashofthenerds.com, and I'm at JOMAG006. He's at Future Ryu. See you Sunday.
Remember, this is Armbar! I have to get that in there.